Today's talk is a reflection of how we choose to be, what we create in our life. And I want to introduce to you the most powerful thing in this world. All religions speak about it. The Bible, one of the main focuses of the Bible is this one thing. It's not love. I know all of you are thinking, it has to be love. Love is, yes, love is life, love is God, yes, that is very important. And love is a great power, which is why I said one of the most important things. It's something that we don't truly think about because we use this power mindlessly. We use it endlessly without even knowing its true power, and yet through the power of this most magnificent thing, we are constantly creating. We're constantly creating something magnificent, beautiful, joy-filled, happy, or we are creating something that is not as joy-filled. I'm feeling a little devious today. Can anyone gander a guess, give a guess as to what I might be talking about?
The internet?
The internet, that's good. The imagination is good. The imagination is a part of it. That's a part of it. But once it comes from your imagination, comes from your mind, then where does it go? What happens then? I think I heard it. Did I hear speak? I did not hear. I did hear speak from somewhere. Somewhere back there. And it probably was Terry and Ed. As Ed is our new trainee. Terry said something about speak. And I thought, but that's the answer. Your word. Your word has so much power. And yes, this talk is about how each and every word ends up being a prayer. Because truly, truly, the word has creative power. At the beginning of Genesis, God said, in the beginning. But it's interesting, in the beginning of John, and I like using this Bible, it's from the Aramaic translation, so it sounds a little different. Chapter 1, the word. And actually, in older translations, it's logos from the Greek. The word was in the beginning, and the very word was with God, and God was that word. The same was in the beginning with God. So the logos, and the definition of logos in Greek has two definitions. It is word or divine reasoning. So in the beginning of any and all creation is that divine reasoning, that thought, that idea that then comes out in word and manifestation. If I were to pick up the Bible, which I'm not again, and go to the Genesis, it says, God spoke. God said, let there be. In the beginning, there was the word. And God used the word for each and every creation. So too do we use that same word, that same reasoning. Yet, do we think about it? For truly, if we were to think about the way our words could be used, I think we would be more practical, more studious, and be in the sweet stillness of the silence even more. And we really understood the powerful impact of our words, would we truly use them? And as humans, sometimes we misuse them purposefully. How many times, I even think, have I used my words intentionally to pierce the heart of somebody because they've hurt me? You know, many times that spoken word can damage someone far more than a punch or a hit. And many times we think of abuse as that physical abuse. But truly, I tell you, as someone who's been doing spiritual counseling for years, it is that word. It is the word that the parent said to the child. It is the word that the spouse said to the partner said to the other partner. It is that word that seems to damage the heart and the mind far more than any physical can. Because it is that word that stays with us. It stays within our memory. And it comes up in our mind each and every time. And the more we hear it, the more we create it within our own being. The word has so much power. And in the opposite, how when you've had such a sad day or when you're looking sad, when someone walks up to you and says something so sweetly about you that it creates a smile, that it seems to wash away everything in your heart. I know the old saying that sticks and stones can break my bones, but words can never hurt me. Words, no, hurt and damage far more. And so with each religion, words, in each culture, words are deemed to have magic. And they do. For our words create. And when you place faith behind those words, when you create a certainty behind those words, it is like the magic potion is now coming together and you have the perfect creation, the perfect means in which a manifestation can come about before your very eyes. In Matthew 5, Jesus Christ said, "Listen and understand, it is not what goes into the mouth that defiles a person, but is what comes out of the mouth that defiles." The disciples didn't understand this. I think most of us don't understand it. How can our words defile someone? Well, Jesus continued on. They went to Jesus, many verses of saying, "Now come on, Jesus, tell us exactly what you mean." He goes on to say in Matthew 5, 16 through 20, "Are you also still without understanding? Do you not see that whatever goes into the mouth enters the stomach and goes out into the sewer? But what comes out of the mouth proceeds from the heart, and this is what defiles, for out of the heart can come evil intentions, murder, adultery, fornication, theft, false witness, slander. These are what defile a person, but to eat with unwashed hands does not defile." There are two things that you can do with the tools of your words. You can build up or you can break down. So how does this become a prayer? Because a prayer, by definition, is something sacred, and it's a sacred communication between you and the beloved, you and God. And so how can something that is defiling, murderous, adulterous, can be a prayer? In Unity, we teach that God is where? Everywhere present. Am I God? Are you God? We are the living expression of God. And so if I speak to a beloved in harsh words and with a conviction, that is one way of thinking that I am asking for a prayer, not only to that which is unseen, but I am speaking to God. I am speaking at God in a form of a prayer that I want to be made manifest. Because isn't it in prayers the things that we want made manifest? Most sacred things of prayer, and what we should contribute to, which we should be building up to, is that sacred community that brings peace within, that purifies and washes us. And once we learn, that's where we can go. But at this point in time, we end up talking at God, asking for things in every thought and every word, because every thought and every word has a conviction. And we speak to our beloved God in harsh ways, in ways in which we want to happen. I don't think any of us intentionally want to speak in these terms, at least here. But how many times has someone hurt you so bad you do pray, I wish this person would just go away. Some way, somehow, that's usually our childlike thing. I wish they'd go away. I wish I could go away. A little temper tantrum. How many times have we thought we could just fly away, move beyond? Every thought moves into a word which creates our reality. Every word is a communion not only with the inner living God, but with the God that is of the Creator. And that God doesn't think, it just is. That God has been, or the universe has been thought of as a Xerox machine. Whatever you put on the glass of the plate reproduces or manifests. God created everything, so everything is good to God. It is us in the way we use it. We, in the Genesis, have said that we have dominion. And dominion isn't power over something except for ourselves and the way we use the power to create new things. Every word is a prayer of creating, something to create. And so when we send it out, God doesn't judge. Remember, we don't believe in an authoritative God here in Unity. That God of an old bearded man who's reaching out of the skies trying to touch the finger. That God of the Old Testament that will forsake you. That God that will strike you down. That God that will send loci. We don't pray to that old time religion. We know, and that's the beauty of the story of Jesus, that Jesus teaches us that we have a God, the Abba, the Father that wants to love us, to protect us, to give us anything. And that Abba, that Father, that Mother that nurtures us, and through that Mother we create, will give us anything because it is all. It isn't a he or a she. God is an energy that has created everything. And then it is up to us, through our words, through our actions, to take what is in the ethers, as Charles Fillmore puts it. To take what is available to us and then create this world. That is how every word is a prayer. Because the universe will hear that and will allow it to manifest. And then we go, God, why did you let that happen? God, why did something terrible, so terrible happen? Because individually, as a group, as a race consciousness, this world has power. We have power in this world. And it's about time that our prayers are no longer prayers of fear, no longer prayers that manifest the world that we continue to manifest. How many more Jesuses? How many more Buddhas? How many more Dalai Lamas? How many more Thich Nhat Hanhs? How many more people do we need to keep telling us the same thing over and over again? Use your thoughts, use your words to create peace on this earth. Use your thoughts, use your words to create love on this world, because truly we are all meant to come here not to create hell on this earth, but to create heaven. A manifestation where we can all live together. A manifestation where we can all love. A manifestation where we all are individualized expressions of that great Creator. And as individualized expressions of that great Creator, we can create goodness. Instead of creating out of our fear, create out of our love. So I have a challenge for you. Yes, it's been a long time since I've had a challenge for you, isn't it? And actually, what comes to mind all of a sudden is I believe we did this challenge last year. Maybe every year we'll do this. Your words. In everything you speak, think before you speak, and speak only words of kindness. in everything you say, in every situation, speak words of kindness. So what is this going to do? As soon as you're, first of all, and usually what we think, we create, right? So probably a lot of you are thinking, I don't know how I'm going to do that. Especially when I go to work on Monday. Because of what we think we create probably on Monday, that person or those people, that group of people, that you just kind of go, oh, are going to come up to you. And you're going to want to you're going to think something, and you're going to want to say something. That is the moment when you catch yourself. Yes. If you have to get it out, just go. Take the time to recognize what you're thinking and what you were about to say. And it's going to take time while you do this. But while you're there, think of something other than what you were about to say. Think say the opposite of what you were about to say. Now, when we first start doing this, at times we kind of stand there, and whatever you were about to say, they're going to look at you crazy, and as you're kind of sitting there thinking, what can I say, they might just walk away and just go, God, I don't know about you. And that's all right. At least you didn't say what you said. But the thing is the first action, notice how many times we want to say something rude or unnice, and we don't even know it. We don't even think it. How many times do we gossip about someone? I have some juicy information, Nancy, you will not believe. I mean, it's because it, if you didn't see, Nancy said, get back. Get back, see Satan, I think she said, get back. And again, I use the word, the S word, Satan, because again, it's that human form that is erroneous, that thinks and is acting in erroneous ways. You know, and again, just as God isn't that God that's pointing down, you know, they're cute as they're walking around in Halloween, but we don't teach that Satan is that red guy with a pointy tail and some horns. The evil is that which we create through our prayer, through our words. That is the erroneous human that can be satanic. And we all have been both. The angel on your left shoulder that speaks to you, or the little devil that tells you, that's no fun. Do this. Can they talk to you like that? Strike them back with your tongue. It's a double-edged sword. Get them. Strike them in the heart. And a lot of times, because we're wounded, and our child, our ego, wants to strike back out, that's our childish way. No. Like in any cartoon or like in any movie where we've seen the angel us and the little devilish us, tweak the little devil away. Don't even do it harmfully. Don't put evil to evil. I apologize. I take that away. Just release it. Let it go. Release it in love. It could be saying really horrific thing. The first thing you do is treat yourself with kindness. Treat your words with kindness. The first reaction would be, that's stupid. I'm not going to do that. All of a sudden, you're talking that to yourself, right? So don't flick it off. Don't hit it off. Don't harm it. Release it in love. And allow that truth to come forward. And the more that you see how your words are creating your world, and every word is a prayer, the sooner you will become more quiet. That when you don't need to speak, you won't. But when you do want to speak, your words will bring light to a situation. Your words will no longer be used as a prayer to wound someone, but be a prayer of upliftment. Your words then become healing. I take you back to the Bible. In every miracle, Jesus spoke the word of healing, said an affirmation, said, you are healed, pick up your mat and walk. each and every time Jesus used the word. Again, we use Jesus' teaching for our teaching. Allow the Christ within you to be the healing, not only of yourself. Speak the word of truth, of comfort. Speak the word of truth that is the miracle within your life. Speak the word of truth that is the miracle in someone else's life. Go forward, my friends. Think before you speak. And when you speak, choose your words wisely and choose your words with love. But Rev. Crystal, what about if I get in an argument? Choose your words with love. And you will find that all of a sudden, in that argument, it's diffused because you're not playing in it. An argument can't be won or lost if you're playing the game with it. Beloved, remember what Ryan McGill said, every word you speak is a prayer, our meditation of reinforcement which creates permanence. Know that you are the Christ. Now let us be that which we were created to be. And let us say our affirmation together. I pray, knowing that from a place deep within my heart, I have heard God's call. Amen.